Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday night, Halloween Eve. Hello. And you can call in, but we got to use the Inner Sight hotline tonight. 631-224-3090 is the number. And anything you're mad about or glad about, you can say it right here. We're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. You can see a great presence of Milton, the guide dog. And looking for people who want to help present a day for Milton. We have the potential of that day in Pennsylvania. We're going to find out about that in a couple of weeks. So Shelby's Kitchen, Belport, New York, 631-286-0444 for catering and to see the wonderful presence of Milton the guide dog. So did you hear there was an announcement on the news? Now, I don't know the details of it, but about some executive order that President Joe passed, something to do to protect people dealing with companies. Now, I couldn't help but think, does that include nonprofit companies? Because we don't have any protection in that area. Or very little, or protection that's not very enforceable. And I got to thinking, and it's a real mad that the president can do this, but he never does it in connection with any of the issues that we struggle with that we're trying to change. Nursing homes, American Disability Act, and the Service Bill of Schools, the three basic issues that are in desperate need of being changed. Now, we've been trying to get some attention to the death of Milton, the guide dog, and along those lines, by the way, we have endorsed Ed Romaine here in Suffolk County for county executive. Ed was the is the head of the town of Brookhaven, who issued the proclamation for Milton that we have been able to incorporate in the day for Milton that we did last May. And that proclamation will be carried everywhere that Milton is declared, that a day for Milton, by the way, a day for Milton is declared in different states. Will that proclamation can serve as a very, very positive move by a government official. Why doesn't the president's executive order include protection for us? Now, the government allows the nursing homes to exist. They put billions of dollars in them. The government allows the service dog schools to exist and collect money under the 501c3 tax exempt status. And as far as we know, they don't give the schools money directly, but they are playing a major role in allowing them to collect large amounts of money and not have to pay taxes. So to me and to many of us, that is interpreted as the government is playing a role in these schools. Now, why aren't they licensed and regulated? Why aren't we protected? And it keeps running through my mind every day. Who protects Michelle? The woman who was forced, and I say forced, to bring Milton back to the school. Forced because there's no law, no regulation. And a person has to take it upon themselves to obey the school, continue to be in good standing with the school, because it definitely will be used against them if you disobey the school. We've seen that happen in so many different ways for many, many years. But you have no choice. Where you have no law, you have no choice to fall back on. The dictatorship. Where you have inequity, which is a fancy word, which a Greek word, I believe. It means no law. Now, when you analyze the situation, a guide dog is somebody's eyesight, somebody's helper, somebody's protection from potential danger. Now, you take the literal eyes that people have. Anywhere you turn, anywhere you go, if you need help for your eyes, you need advice, you need medicine, you need whatever it is, you're dealing with licensed people. They have to be licensed and regulated. The government is very particular about that. But they don't look upon a guide dog as being equal with somebody's eyes. And that's why we don't have the protection that your so-called sighted person would have with their eyes. And that means that you have to, listen to the school. You got to do with everything they say, whether you believe it's right or wrong. Michelle didn't want to bring Milton back to training. She wanted the school to come to her, and the school insisted upon it. So she had no choice, and what happened was horrible. Never saw her dog again. And what makes it worse for an additional mad is they're not helping her. They refuse to help her. They refuse to acknowledge her. They won't even talk to her. And the whole thing is horrible. The whole thing needs to be legislated and regulated. Because part of it is who gets the money that was raised to train Milton? The answer is obvious. The school gets it. Couldn't Michelle have a say over some of that money? How it's to be used? Inner sight. So the president can pass executive orders. But what good is it for us if it doesn't apply to life for everybody? I mean, the guide dog schools are a company. They're incorporated. They're registered. There's the government approval of them. It's as if the government approved that Milton was killed. And that's horrible. And the only one person that I know who showed that they don't believe, that they don't approve of what happened to Milton, was this guy, Ed Romaine, from town of Brookhaven, who issued the proclamation for a day for Milton. No other politician has come forward and done anything about the death of Michelle Cooper's guide dog, Milton. All right, Mad or Glad Monday, the hotline is open if you want to call in. We can call you back and be on the air, or you can just leave a comment. We'll paraphrase it on the air. 631-224-3090. Remember, you can listen to the show anytime you want, day or night. So we may not have an audience now, but who knows about tomorrow night and next week and all that. Brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, and we thank you, Joanne Diamond. I thank you now for creating a new harness for my dog. She received the measurements from Charabelle, Akita guide dog. 609-388-7004 on the Big East number. And it's Big East, Akita Rescue at Verizon.net on the email. So you can either call them or send them an email. 609-388-7004, Big East, rescuing Akita, saving Akita, and you'll have a friend, companion for life. They're very loyal. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, little Tommy, Corey Foster, and all the youngsters that have perished. We honor them and love them. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the saying that we want everyone to keep in mind. Inner Sight brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929 is the phone number, and you can go to their website, silo.org, I believe it is, get some information on what they're doing. They got some new grants over there. I don't know what they're about. I haven't been told yet, but I'm sure I will. All right, and nobody starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food, 631-484-3085. Gary, my buddy, who hobby it is to feed animals, dogs, cats, and other little creatures. 631-484-3085. On Nobody Starved on Long Island. And if you're disabled and you have a problem picking the food up, let Gary know. He may be able to bring it to you. All right. Nobody Starved on Long Island if you need dog food or cat food. Hey, you want to stay in shape? Learn how to protect yourself? Call the Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. 631 on the Third Eye Insight. And we're brought to you by Able News. My good friend Angela Melanie at the Able News. Able, a paper on and about the disabled. They've been around for 30 years. All the information you want to know on the disabled, articles, columns by different experts, and they have a personal column too. You want to try to make a new friend. Check out ablenews.com. You get a free subscription. You don't have to pay for it. That helps. ablenews.com on Inner Sight Live. Made a glad Monday. All right. Thank you, Mr. Kennedy. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, Islip, New York. Kennedy, supporter of Inner Sight. We appreciate that. And the Islip Cleaners, thank you for your donation. Suffolk Bus Corp, thank you so much for your help. Greatly appreciate that. And everyone, my good friends, Tony and Jen, who believe in Inner Sight. Thank you so much for your help. I want to thank the, well, I'll be going to Pennsylvania in a couple of weeks, staying at the Blue Rock Bed and Breakfast in Millersville. I want to thank Ed and Stephanie for giving Inner Sight a discount. 20% discount on my stay. Thank you so much, guys. Greatly appreciate that. All right, Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. That's the hotline that's serving tonight. We don't have an engineer, so we'll answer the hotline and try to broadcast that way. All right. Let's see. Wednesday night, our nursing home show, and we're going to talk about how there would be money available if the government would follow Inner Sight, take our advice. There would be money available for more protection for people in public places. And we all heard about the shooting the other day up in Maine. A friend of mine who lived in New Hampshire has a couple of cousins who live in Maine, and they were in potentially harm's way only a block away from where the shooting occurred. There's a lot more that can be done that isn't being done. We've talked about this before, and we're going to make another plea tonight. We're going to, it'll be more, Wednesday night, it'll be explained more where the money can come from to pay for protection. But our idea, training dogs. Now, there are dogs all over this country that are being put down all the time. Many of those dogs can be trained to detect firearms. It's just a matter of obedience and exposing them to the aroma of the gunpowder. We advocate, and you could start with the most vulnerable places. Start with the schools. You know, a dog at the door only use one door in and out. Dog at the door with a trained officer. Could even have two officers to detect anyone going into the building, and the dog will indicate whether a person is carrying firearms or not. Now, no system is perfect. No system will ever in this world get by without failure. But the way it is now, it's worse. It's horrible. Anybody could walk into any building with a gun and start shooting. Who's going to stop them? If you had an officer at the door with the dog, and the dog indicated person is armed, you could grab them, stop them. The way it is now, we have nothing. We have no protection. Boom, boom, boom. People are dead. I understand that in Israel, they used this system to protect people. And obviously, it helps. It works. Stop worrying about inconvenience of people. Worry more about saving lives. That's really what has to happen here. Takes a little longer with this system to get a person inside. Who cares? So there you have it. We call for immediate training of dogs, officers that can are already trained through the police department. You have canine people, so they can certainly be a part of this and be employed. Deployed, I should say, at the doors of public places. And like I said, start with the most vulnerable, the school, children. Inner sight demands that this be done. We should have more protection. And listen to our show Wednesday night. We're going to explain how that protection can be paid for and help more people by paying for it. All right. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. If you want to call the hotline, go ahead. 312-224-3090. If you're listening out there and you have a mad, something you're mad about or glad about, give us a call. And, you know, we're always looking for new sponsors on the Inner Sight. We have a few. Some of the sponsors that we announce don't give us money. We do it out of courtesy. We do it out of because we believe in certain people, and we want to help. All right. Want to wish a speedy recovery to my friend Tammy out there in Maine, New Hampshire, that is. Tammy in New Hampshire. Feeling under the weather. Hope you feel better. And her uncle Brian, who we offered prayers for, who has gone home and is, I understand, is doing good. All right. And we hope to have Sweet Pepper Treat back tomorrow night. Got some family obligations, and everything's doing good. So we hope to have her back with a couple of love songs tomorrow night on Inner Sight on the open mic tomorrow night. Wednesday's the nursing home show, and Thursday will be a subject to be announced. And, of course, Friday's the funnies. So that's the show. And now be cautious and be careful tomorrow. You've got the youngsters out there. Put bright lights on them so the traffic, cars, and see them. You know, pick them up and go with them. Go with your child. If you're going to do any trick-or-treating. I'm not a Halloween person, but safety is the most important thing. Watch over your child. Go with him or her. And have a happy, safe Halloween-y, which is really the beginning of the holiday season, I would say. You know, Halloween, you got Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and so forth. 827 New York, Mad or Glad Monday. And you know what bothers me? We always have more mads than glads. I hate to say it. I wish it was the other way around. You know? If we could transform this system into a better way. You know, they're advertising on YouTube about this extra money for seniors, and I know a lot of people picked up on it. I don't know where I heard about it, but they're telling you to click on this video, you know, and fill out some application. Now, a lot of people cannot see that. I don't know why they haven't modified that video. Just give out the number where people can call or ask the questions right on the video and let the person answer. You know, you have to have, why do you have to have two different pages is what I'm getting at. To do everything on one page. That would be a lot more efficient and easier for people, because a lot of people are visually impaired, can't read it. And I don't know if there's a way. I don't believe the phone can read it either if you're on the phone using the device. So these people who did this, wake up. You didn't do it right. You're making it harder for somebody to... I mean, there is a phone number, but, you know, that obviously takes longer if the line is jammed up and thousands of people are trying to call. If you could do it right on YouTube, fill out the application, would be a lot easier for people. But we're left out. People don't think, assume that everybody is being taken care of. And it's not true. Most people are being taken advantage of rather than being taken care of. So beware of that. And I think I'd like to do a show on Thursday. People that have really been left out. And there are two ways actually three ways that can be utilized for deafblind, and we'll try to go into them Thursday night. Just briefly, vibrations, Braille, and raised print. Those are the three ways. And everything should be covered like that. That would be a glad. So if a person comes along and they're deaf, blind, they know Braille, all you got to do is learn the Braille, learn the capital print, put your hand up there and read it, along with a vibration, wherever necessary. Yes, the deafblind have been seriously left out, and I don't know why this Helen Keller organization, I don't believe they deserve that name, but that's another story. Helen Keller people, why haven't they done something about that? You know, they're supposedly teaching deafblind people how to be independent, right? Isn't part of that being able to read everything, that everything should be there for you? When you go out into the world, being sure of that. They can do it. They have the money, and they can raise the money. All they're doing is collecting money, showing people how to do certain things. But what good is that? If when you go out into the world, it's not there. And I don't just mean get somebody a phone. That's not the real answer. The real answer is to have it displayed so you can read it like everybody else, whether you have a phone or not. How many times a day I try to get my phone to read something or tell me what something is, and it doesn't work. I have to keep on prodding it, you know, and trying to find Siri and everything else. Now, especially on these audible pedestrian signals, you know, the light that you push the button and it tells you went to court, okay, it vibrates when the walk sign is on, right? But there's writing on the light. There's writing on the plate of the accessible signal that millions of people can't read. Now, I have a little vision in my left eye. I had to put my eye right up on the metal, you know, to cross, push button, and wait, something like that. But that's what my left eye that has a little bit of light in it, you know, how close I got to get. But the average deaf-blind person cannot read that, you know, and they won't be able to hear the click indicating that there's a light there. Every light could be accessible, and everyone should have Braille on it and capital raised print. Then, and I believe in this, then you can say to the person, hey, all you got to do is learn Braille and the raised print and learn about the vibrations, and you'll be able to read the world. But how can you say that to a person when it's not there? I mean, it's worse somebody who's deafblind. That's a definite mad. The triple mad. Quadruple mad. That we don't have the simple courtesy for people. A sign in Braille and raised print so you could read it. And have a vibration mechanism wherever necessary. All right, inner sight and if you want to call in to the inner sight hotline, feel free. 631-224-3090. We don't have the regular blog number up tonight, so. And we don't have a regular engineer either. Yeah. Mad or glad Monday. You know, it's really weird because I know that there are a lot of glads out there. I think one glad is the fact that more and more people are turning to natural medicine, beginning to learn that all this horrible chemical drugs that is available through the system have indeed made many people worse. You know, so I think it's a glad that people are beginning to explore other avenues of staying healthy. There was a guy on the very interesting doctor. I can't think of his name. Again, I couldn't read it in the YouTube. He's one of the foremost heart doctors in the world. He's a professor of Yale, and he was one of the 20 doctors, so he says, to work on the heart, open heart surgery. And he made a very interesting statement when I was listening to him. He said, doctors are not trained to help you so you don't get sick. Trained to help you when you're sick. And then he made the comment, and many, many of those people who get to them by that time only have weeks to live. I never heard a doctor say that before. And this guy has come up with some good natural stuff that's supposed to, that you know, supposedly helps your heart. And the biggest thing with him is that so many people are overweight. He has some kind of a product that he has developed that not only helps you lose weight, but keeps the weight off you. Now, this guy is a heart doctor. I don't know his name. He's a Yale professor. You could probably look him up on YouTube, on Google, you know, Google heart doctor, and look this guy up and get the information on if you've been struggling with overweight. This product would undoubtedly help you very much. And not only does it take the weight off you, it helps to keep it off. That's the important part. So there's a glad. Search out this guy. There's another guy on there, Dr. Samuel Walters, who is an eye doctor. And he has made a discovery of what causes eye problems and blindness and all that. And he has a natural product. I believe it's an eye patch, in fact. Things out. I mean, what do you got to lose? You heard it right here on Inner Sight. INNERSIGHT.info if you want to click us on. We got to fix the website up. We don't have the people to help us. That's the thing. We struggle with different people who want to do things, and then they get caught up with other things, and happens when you don't have the funds to pay people. But we're still here. Still on the air. We got the television show. New time, Thursday night, new channel. 115, 9:30, Thursday night local. 115, 115, 9:30, Thursday night, Inner Sight. And, of course, Wednesdays, we've been on for, I don't know how many years, on Manhattan Neighborhood Network in the city, 1997. Verizon File 35, RCN 84. That's all the city connections for MNN, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And if you want to catch us on your laptop or the phone, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Inner Sight. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, Wednesday at 11. So Wednesday and Thursday, Inner Sight Night, title for a benefit. We did, years ago, we did an Outer Sight Night. This would be an Inner Sight Night. Fantastic. I'd love to do a show like that if we could get people interested. And we could throw a benefit like that to assist people who are trying to keep their loved ones out of nursing homes. That would be a great whatever help we can give them, even if it's giving them $100 for food. Form a list. And the money could be used for that purpose, to help keep an individual out of a nursing home, pay for their aid. The state won't pay for it. It's a great way to get attention to this issue, if we could get a hook up with a show like that. And of course we would it would also be a great way to advertise a day for Milton. That's to one of the projects that we're working on. So there you have it, Inner Sight Night. Anybody out there, any producers out there or organizations that would like to explore doing that, give us a call. Send us an email. InnerSight1620@gmail.com. That's InnerSight1620. Just think of Sweet 16. 1620 and @gmail.com. Or call the Inner Sight hotline. Leave your number. 631-224-3090. And we'd be happy to return your call, leave your name and number. All right, Mad or Glad Monday here on Inner Sight. tonight. And as we had mentioned, we don't have a regular engineer, so we're struggling with the InterSight hotline at 631-224-3090. 8:46, InterSight Live, Blog Talk Radio. Last count, 122,050, I believe, is the listens. And one of our goals with the petition, we have approximately 77,000 names on our, and there's a glad, 77,000 names on our service dog to license and regulate the schools. We're going to try to get 1 million names by Christmas. Now, that's going to take a miracle. We try it every year, and we thus far we haven't made it, but we'll never give up trying. That's for sure. So sign that petition. Also, we have the nursing home petition to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Take something that's horrible and mistreats people and turn it into something good. That's what the goal is on that. Had a dream last night, night before, I forget. They say dreams come true sometimes. I had a dream that a politician, now I'm not going to name him because I'm not sure if it was him or not. I mean, it had to be because he's a positive politician. And that's the guy who got us the proclamation for the day for Milton. I had a dream that Ed Romaine, all right, I'm saying it public, I don't care. It's a good dream. That Ed Romaine donated a nursing home in Suffolk County to InterSight. Now, this is the wildest dream person could have. You know, he won the exec, of course. And it was so vivid. You know, he was giving a speech, and he announced it in his speech. You know, and we, of course, immediately made arrangements to get people out of that hall, put them into at least temporary housing with the help that they needed, of course, and immediately started changing that nursing home into accessible housing. It was a big undertaking, a big job, got all in the news because Ed announced it publicly, and people were astonishing. People helped, people sent in donations, the people came forward who were builders and architects, and it was unbelievable. Now, something like that could lead to an InterSight night, a concert. You know. So, yes, I've been called it before, and yes, I admit it. Yes, I am a dreamer. Well, some of the greatest people in the world had dreams. Martin Luther King at the top of the list. But this dream that I have for everyone, because we are in desperate need of housing in this country. Everywhere you turn, You see that? It's true. So, will I ever, well, I just said it publicly, so if Ed or one of his deputies listen to this show, they're going to hear this. Well, I'm only telling the truth. I had this dream for real. Dreams come true. Pray to God that it will. Because it would be the beginning of the end of nursing homes. You don't need them. A person is much happier and safer and much more longevity in their own home where they belong. Isn't that what it's all about? Inner sight, dream on. Inner sight is a dream. The dream of equality, that everyone should be able to understand where they are and what they're doing and where they're trying to go and to be able to utilize everything around them. The government should make sure of that because they owe us that. Every time they built something and made it and they kept millions of people out, that debt got bigger and bigger and bigger. They owe us more and more. We don't say that in bitterness or hate or no. We're saying it with love. The love that should have been there, like it is for everybody else. What is that to make people safe and put things there so they know where they are and everything? That's a form of caring. It's love. Is it not? Well, they owe us that. Excuse me. They owe us that love, caring. And that's what the inner sight dream is about. We're not trying to make disabled people rich. We're trying to make them equal. That's all it is. You know? Give us the right that everybody else has. Make it understood that everything is there and accessible. Make it understood just like it's understood for the average able-bodied person. That's all we want. That's what inner sight is about. It's understood that when you get in your car, you can read all these. It's understood that if you're not disabled, you'll be able to get into every place. It's understood that you can read the signs that are there for you, to help you. Everything. And that's what inner sight is about. It's understood that if you have the money and the means and you fall ill and you can't function as well, that you can remain in your own home with the help that you need because you can pay for it. Well, shouldn't it be understood for us too? Because the money is there. Use it in the right way and it will be understood that now the disabled person doesn't have to go to a damn-ass nursing home because the money's being used in the right way. That's all it is. All it is. You're getting better treatment than you would in a nursing home where there's one person to help 30 or 40 people. You know most of those people are going to be neglected with that kind of a situation. But in your own home, if you had two people in there, you know, whatever the circumstances may be, one person takes a break, the other person gets up, vice versa, or maybe you even have a live-in. The money is there. The agencies should be obligated to raise half that money, and the government should put up the other half. They owe us that. So there's the inner sight dream. And yes, I'm a dreamer, and I'll never stop dreaming of inner sight. And once again, I want to thank and remind people, if you want to vote for a guy who cares, Ed Romaine got us the day, got us the, Ed Romaine got us the proclamation from Milton. And that means a lot. That means he's very sensitive for these issues. All right, inner sight, don't forget to vote. I'm going to vote for Ed. You vote for who you want, but we recommend Ed for Suffolk County Exec. All right, goodbye, world. Thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night, open mic. Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-243-0090. Goodbye. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.